You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Wayne McCurry is Senior Portfolio Manager at F&B Wealth and Investments. Wayne, thank you very much for your time this evening. A good day all round here at home and abroad. Let's start with the JSE All Share Index gaining some 3% today, rather.
It gained 0.3%. So it is up, but it's not. I wish it was up 3%, but I mean, it's still sitting. It's still sitting at record highs or incredibly close to record highs. And we've had a very good 6 months. I mean, our market's up 16% in 6 months and 12% over the last year. So we've had a fairly good run. And today's gains were spread right across the market. All the sectors actually went up.
Let's look at some of the good performers, Bidcorp, Santam, Anglo Gold.
Yes. Well, Bidcorp is still on the back of the extremely good results that came out about 2 days ago. I mean, this share is truly a fantastic share. It's one of the handful of the good old-fashioned blue-chip shares on our market, and it's had a very, very nice run since those results came out, which were really, really good. So, yeah, so that continues to go up on that. The gold shares are just going up on the back of a higher gold price. I mean, that's gone up, not much, but it's gone up, about 1% today. So that's pushing the gold shares up. And then Sanlam, there was no particular news that came out on Sanlam other than the Santam, which is one of their subsidiaries, but that's fairly small in their lives. So that's really the reasons for those few shares going up.
And when we take a look at Implats and Investec, yeah, a bit weaker today.
Mm. Impala was just, their results came out. I mean, it was essentially as flagged to us, that we knew about this, the market knew about this, but their earnings collapsed 90%. They passed their final dividend. Maybe passing the dividend was actually the reason why the share went down. But, in the bigger scheme of things, down 2% on the day is not actually all that big. Investec, there was no news on Investec. It also actually had a very, very good run this year. It's up very strongly this year on the back of new management doing essentially the right things there for a sustained time period now. So, also a little bit of weakness, 2% isn't all that big.
You speak of new management doing the right things. What of Pick and Pay? What they're closing and rebranding some 100 outlets. Have the markets reacted to this?
Well, look, everyone's still sitting and looking at Pick and Pay. Will they manage to get the turnaround done? And to turn the company around, they've done the easy part now, done the rights issue, fixing up the balance sheet. Now comes the hard part, and that is just simply making it competitive again. So what they're doing now is they're just closing down stores that are essentially unprofitable, whether they're corporate stores or franchise stores. They're just closing them down. And it's unfortunate, but the company is in dire financial straits. They are technically insolvent before the rights issue. And, I mean, we all know exactly what the share price has done on Pick and Pay. I mean, it's actually been a disaster now for a sustained time period. So I certainly hope that Sean Summers can, in fact, turn it around. But it's a very steep hill to climb to compete with the ShopRite and Checkers.
You speak of a steep hill to climb. What on Monday, Minister Mamoloko Kubai revealing that government is planning to change the Home Loan and Mortgage Disclosure Act. There's been reaction coming in thick and fast. Yes. How have the markets reacted to this? How should we understand it, Wayne, actually?
Well, look, I don't think we've got to worry too much about this. I mean, unfortunately, politicians do this worldwide. They make a big public statement which gets a lot of airtime. And, it's quite honestly, most of the time, and it's not just our politicians, it's all about the messaging, it's all about the verbiage, it's all about the positioning. And then the real work actually starts where they've got to interact with all the players in the market and et cetera, et cetera. So if anything comes out of this, it's normally very watered down and it takes a very long time. Now, the banking industry is coming out very strongly against the same. It's our right to use our money as we want to. If we've got certain criteria that based on income, based on history, based on credit history, all of these factors, we have, they're very sophisticated systems that work out whether a person is credit worthy or not. And that's their way of doing it. And if they're wrong, they show bad debts. If they're right, they make profits. Mm-hmm. But that's the bank's internal, and it's not actually up for the company, the government to come and interfere with this. But as I said, we must always remember these are politicians talking, and they always talk politics first and not always what should be done.
Talk us through what's happening in the world of commodities.
Well, the commodity prices, as we know, have had a torrid time for a number of years now. I mean, we're in a proper commodity down cycle. If you just take one of our big exports, you know, palladium, I mean, this has collapsed over the last couple of years. You know, it's down quite significantly. It peaked at $3,000. It's now $970. But this is very typical for a commodity cycle. Now, hopefully over the next 2 years or so, with lower interest rates and maybe some good news out of China and better global growth, we should see a commodity upcycle. And certainly, you know, as I said earlier on, our share market is at record highs, but the one index that is clearly not at record highs is the commodity index. So if we do get a commodity upcycle and things start looking a little bit better, this might be the sector that actually performs the best. And just when you look at the commodity index, understand the gold shares in there. The gold shares have been flying, but they are very different to the other commodity companies with copper and iron ore and platinum and palladium, etc. The gold shares are very different to that. Mm-hmm. So hopefully this is the sector over the next 2 or 3 years actually shows some good performance.
Right. Finally, how's the rand performing?
And the rand's actually doing very, very well. You know, we forget about this. The rand has performed well this year. You know, it's actually year-to-date strong. You know, the last year it's been strong. And when you look at it over a longer time period, you know, we forget this, the rand's gone from 1920 down to 1770. We get fair value at about 17 rand 50. So it's very, very close to fair value. But of course, if we get a commodity upcycle, it'll probably, you know, go stronger than fair value, because that's exactly what it does. You know, fair value is, our fair value of 17 rand 50 has been there for a long time. Even when the rand got close to 20, our fair value was still 17.50. So if we get a commodity upcycle, it's quite possible, in fact most likely, that the rand will actually strengthen way past 17.50. But you know, it's been a fair place to have, you know, to a fair place over the last year. I mean, the rand now is where it was, you know, at the beginning of 2023. So it's basically, in fact, halfway through 2023. So for the last, you know, 2 years, the rand's actually been relatively stable, but with very short-term fluctuations driven by politics, driven by many, many other factors. But it's essentially gone sideways now for 2 years.
Wayne, thank you very much for your contribution this evening. Our market watcher, Wayne McCurry, Senior Portfolio Manager at F&B Wealth and Investments.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.